there's far too many of you dying. You know we
Session is a podcast that displays the black man's perspective in society. Session is hosted by three black men, myself, Valley G,
Miguel Martinez,
and Queso. We touch on real-life topics like politics, music, culture, values, but more importantly, we have thought-provoking content. Our goal is to have three authentic perspectives.
We're not here to play it safe. You could agree with it or not. Hell, we invite the rebuttal. We know the podcast won't be for everybody, but hey, this is us.
The Session. Two G's.
And a pod.
With a side of queso.
Say anything controversial.
I don't think so. Apparently they claim I'm controversial here.
Who? What?
I don't see it.
You're just more controversial.
You're just more quiet.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I feel like I'm...
You're just more quiet and laid back, but he's more controversial for sure.
That is, like I said, they claim I'm...
Claim
I'm controversial.
Yeah,
right.
You. This was the Republican one, I think, or the Trump one. I can't remember. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that was funny, boy. Yeah, more controversial. You just more quiet.
He's wilding. I think Joseph would him and Joseph would
allegedly.
Be like,
oh, yeah. That would be a. I can make that happen.
I'm sure you could.
I can make that happen. That'd be easy.
Who's that, your boy?
Allegedly, yeah, a boxer I know. He's a good dude. He has a lot of interesting takes. But it's just the passion.
Magna Javille.
He has so much passion.
That's how
so
you be feeling?
Yeah, bro.
Magna Javille.
Yeah, bro.
Who's that? Magna Jamel?
Javille.
Magna Javille.
Magna? I don't know what that means,
like
bro.
Magna Carta?
Oh, okay.
Like
the historical Magna Carta or Jay-Z Magna Carta?
Both.
I felt like they were kind of synonymous at one point.
At least
the way Hove used it.
Magna Carta, I guess.
Magna Javille.
But anyways, hey man, welcome back, man.
We
live.
Hello.
He'll do that to you.
I love doing that. I get it. I love it. But you know, hello.
Is he one of like the first returning?
No. I'm him though.
If you take Queso out,
I'm him though. Welcome back, man.
Thank you.
How you been?
I've been great, man. They don't even know who this is.
Y'all should know my voice, right? Tell them. I mean, they only heard you one time.
this is your guy. This is the man. This is him, Wendy. Dear Future Robots.
Hey, in the building.
Here again. I love being here, first of all. The vibe with you two gentlemen is always great.
Wait, you're only going to give one of them? Told me you had two.
I'm sorry.
They know me.
You know what? They know me for the Dear Future Robots podcast. It's not a show, full blown show. But I also do the Pull Counter podcast for all my boxing enthusiasts out there. For those that are what we like to call newcomers to the sport, some people call them casuals. Yeah, it's for some reason it started to sound a little derogatory. So I just say newcomers to the show or to boxing. But yes, the Pull Counter podcast, that is also a great platform for you to listen to if you're looking to learn about boxing or know when the next fight is coming up, get interesting takes. So be it. Just tune in. Tune in. Show your boy some love, all right?
There you go. Yes, sir.
Can't leave
two-time. Mr. Two-time, by the way. Mr. Two-time.
Not if you let him.
So where you guys want to start today, man?
Y'all tell me, man. I'm the guest in the house right now. Y'all tell me.
Let's see.
To the list.
I mean, I guess we could just go in order.
I mean, I don't really put it any type of order. But hey, let's start there. 215 bodies found behind a jail in Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, you just going to dive in like that?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to start
much.
Light.
Nah.
Yikes.
Heavy is the hand, right?
He's not controversial, remember?
Yeah, sure.
You have to prove a point.
Oh, all right, man. Where
we at? Just saying. That was the first thing on there.
Yikes.
I mean, it was. I guess we could go in the order.
Okay, so I saw a question posed on some platform. I think it was yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because this story broke like what 3 days ago or something like that, 2 days ago,
yeah,
something like
two,
that.
3 days ago.
Jackson, Mississippi, poor Jackson, Mississippi, unfortunately.
Apparently, but they're like unmarked graves, too.
Unmarked graves.
They're not even,
right?
We don't even know
who they're.
Yeah, 215.
Right. And at first,
behind a what?
Behind a jail.
Jail.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So at first, that part was like whispered, the jail part. So people were hearing, like, oh, the police did this and then buried him. So people were thinking it was like you can get snatched up off the streets in Jackson, Mississippi, and then you're in an unmarked grave.
Right.
But apparently these were inmates.
Yeah.
That maybe
died in jail.
Right. For whatever reason, maybe violence, maybe health, or whatever the case is.
And they were just burying them.
And they apparently were using the excess land they had to dispose of the bodies.
And these are like people that nobody like claimed.
They, bro, some of the families, they told them that they thought their family member was lost.
Wow.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And the crazy part is that's kind of possible. Because for instance, the fan base here probably would never know this or doesn't know this, excuse me. But my brother's been locked up for over a decade, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be getting out this year. Shout out, Trees, you already know.
Yes, sir.
But at one point, they were trying to put on him that he started a riot or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I found out later, but they moved him. And that they moved him the very day I was supposed to go visit him, right?
Mm.
And the prison they moved him to was like 5 hours away from where he was.
Wow.
So it is very plausible that your family member, especially if you're not keeping up with it, can be lost in the system. But in this situation, that ain't the case. These people were straight up dying and being disposed of, or being killed and being disposed of. And now we're in a situation where they got to, like, there has to be a deep investigation into all of these things.
Do we know the race of them yet? Like,
there's no, like,
not enough.
No, there was all kind of people.
Okay, so
it's not just a black thing. Okay. Not at all.
I mean,
although Jackson, Mississippi is like
heavily
populated with amongst black people.
True.
That's why I was like, you know,
like a lot. Like, it's a black area.
That's fair.
And apparently they still having water issues, which is like. Seeing a guy on video today just ranting off about and the water pouring into his tub, and it was legitimately brown.
Yikes.
And I was just like,
still have water issues, quality issues like that, especially here.
In 2024.
Like, people are dying to come to this country, and we're living in conditions like that still. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's that whole situation is weird in Jackson, man. I personally have not been able to look into it. Like, I was wondering, like, was it the same type of situation like Flint went through, where it was like the pipes and it was just so much money that the city didn't have to like repair them, or was there something else going on? Like, you know, you're like,
it does make you wonder.
I'm assuming it's similar to Flint, and just because Jackson is strapped, like cash strapped, they can't afford to actually change the piping or upgrade it or whatever the case is, right? It has to be something like that, because there's no way the water is this bad for this long, like, without being addressed, right?
I mean, you would think.
I don't know, man. You think it's just sheer negligence? Like,
I mean, that's possible, but if you don't have the money, you don't have the money. Mm. And how our government is situated, which I don't necessarily agree with, each state is its own thing. You know what I'm saying? Can True. Operate on its own.
But you can't ask for...
You
this,
can.
This, I'm about to say, this does lead into a topic
That's
later
perfect.
On.
That's perfect. Segway away.
Segway. Well, all right. Away. As we Segway go away. Into it, so we had about around 15 states all reject government aid for food this year. Hold on. Let me pull this up real quick.
Go ahead.
The funniest thing about the story was when I looked at all of the states that... rejected.
Mm-hmm.
Let me rattle them off. Okay, yeah. So basically, it was like, hey, Biden administration is trying to provide grocery money up to 21 million kids who qualify over the summer. The states that won't offer the extra food aid this summer are. You say great guess. They on the list. Texas. Anybody else want to take a gander?
Florida.
Florida's in there. Who else?
Let's see. Georgia?
Gotcha.
South Carolina?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's 15 of them.
Dang.
I'm going to say Arkansas.
No. Hey, it's close, but no to Arkansas.
West Virginia?
Surprisingly, no. West Virginia ain't in there either.
Let's see. Is Nevada in there?
Nah.
Dang. Utah in there?
No for Utah as well.
Jeez.
What about Tennessee?
Oh, Tennessee got to be in there.
Nope.
What?
So we got
New Mexico.
It's a lot of Midwest.
New Mexico's in there for sure.
Got to be a lot of Midwest. Wisconsin.
No, no, New Mexico.
All right, I'm done.
Alabama.
Give us. They in there. They in there. Oh, really?
You got to say. I feel like you got to say Alabama so like that, bro.
Mississippi got to be in there.
They in there too.
Mississippi. Yeah.
They in there as well.
So then the South Carolina, maybe North Carolina.
Yeah.
Pretty much the Confederates, right?
Yeah.
The
Confederates. No, North Carolina though. No, okay. To North Carolina. South Carolina in there.
Not surprised. It's the usual. It sounds like it's the usual suspect.
It is. Absent a few. I'll rattle off the last few for you. Iowa, no surprise there. Uh-huh. The great state of Louisiana, no shock there.
How did we miss that one?
Yeah. South Dakota.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Vermont.
Damn. Okay.
Wyoming.
I'm surprised. That
and the most surprising one to me, Alaska.
That's not really surprising. Sarah Palin.
She's still over there?
Still, she lived there.
She can see Russia, right?
Not in the government, apparently.
In her backyard.
She can see Russia, yeah, in her backyard. You know?
Kind of binoculars.
The glasses.
They be glasses.
I think it's crazy that, you know, so as we're talking about it,
sure.
The pipes, obviously, Jackson, Mississippi, mm-hmm. I would think the government should, or a state government should be able to ask federal government for help if we're so strapped for money that we can't fix the, you know, health crisis or water crisis.
Water crisis.
Which is a health crisis. So
politics is really tricky, man. I mean, politics is usual. We know that.
Uh-huh.
But there's an issue of relationships that are possibly not the greatest right now. Mm. You already have a state where you don't have the most money. There isn't much going on there, and your constituents aren't the favorite people in the country. So how much is the federal government really going to listen to you? You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those tricky things.
So it's one of those things where, hey, if you were located in a better area that was more popular and like, I don't know, area was just more driven and you had more notoriety, we would help you.
Maybe, or less, hey, black people.
You help me.
We know. We know. Oh! But no, going back to what I was saying before, man, I think, and this is slightly off and we can go right back, but I think we should have a country where states have a little less power. It should be more on the federal government, because if that was the case, a lot of these things would not be happening. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these things, there would be a like unified way that we did things.
True.
As opposed to everybody for themselves.
Same standard across the board, right. All 50.
Right. Texas wouldn't have froze over that time.
With their electricity or
you
whatever.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah, everybody's water standards would be up to par. Like, if they said no abortion, everybody together is suffering. If they said everybody has it, like, it don't make sense that there are so many different cultures in a lot of these places. This is 2024, right? Like, we're American now, right? Like, we should be able to get to a point where we're all on one accord. And you wonder why we're so divided. Each of the 50 states got a different persona, bro. I'm just saying. No.
As I'm thinking about it, I'm like, you think there's any validity to that? You think all?
It is absolute validity.
Yeah. I mean, you look up Florida.
What y'all
alone.
Think out there?
Florida man.
Florida's not even united though. Like,
right.
You go from Miami to Palm Beach. You have already experienced three different cultures.
That's a fact.
Bro, and you haven't even driven through the whole state.
Right. But that seems to be the nature of this country.
North Florida.
Right. There was some kind of meme, bro. Did you? I don't know if you saw that meme. I think I'm 36. I'm turning 37. So it was on Facebook.
They like broke it down.
Yeah,
it's like three or four different.
One part was the people who rode horses or something like that. You know what I mean? Florida. Yeah, they broke Florida down into like four different parts.
It exists.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
So they riding horses in Pensacola, mm-hmm. and Tallahassee. Tallahassee hero.
Hey man.
I love Florida, man.
It looked different when the police officer on that big ass horse. You know what I'm saying?
Pull over.
No, but
I think there's a lot of truth behind that.
I just made it up off top, bro.
No, like I was in Tennessee and it's different up there.
Completely different.
Like, you low-key gotta read some laws and rules before you go to, like, Georgia. I just know you don't speed, you don't do anything crazy in Georgia with your car.
Do not speed, especially in Hira County. Don't speed.
They will lock your ass up.
Them and the state of Virginia. I heard they don't play.
Like the cops?
Supposedly.
No, I don't speed. Well, I usually have my kids in the car when I'm in Virginia, so I don't speed at
all. So, yeah, you're a safe driver.
Yeah. When I'm by myself, I'm speed demon. Like, you know, Gran Turismo, you heard, you heard about that?
Hey, I enjoyed that movie. It's a good movie.
I remember the game from back in the day.
I did a movie for it. black guy.
Oh, the kid from the C show. Yeah. On Apple, right?
Is that a
good movie or a show? I heard it was pretty good. Somebody told me to
I'm a harsh critic. It starts off good. The concept is fire, but you know this thing that happens in shows that start off good, the writing starts to taper off.
Right. So the writing is tapering off.
I ain't going to say trash, but the writing definitely took a sharp like dive, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. But I'm a harsh critic for shows. I love writing.
No, I feel you.
Yeah. What's next, man? What's up?
Where we at?
I like that Prime hoodie, dog. I see you over there, man. Colorado strong.
It was a gift, too. You know
like
what I mean?
That, I like that.
I had the support.
Mm-hmm.
Hella expensive, though. I don't know how much Dion making off these, but I know he's selling them like hotcakes, man.
What'd they say he bought to the campus? Like almost $90 million or something like that?
I think more than that.
More?
I think that school definitely benefited off of all of his name, image, and likeness.
Mm. You know, what'd they say? As soon as Nick Saban retired, because you know I'm the sports guy, right? But
yeah, you got jokes there.
Soon as Nick Saban retired, them boys was like, "Hey, what's up? Y'all know we here. Hit the portal. What's up?"
Yeah.
Boys is ready.
It's. I would definitely compare it to like free agency and
the NFL.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's like free agency in college sports right now.
For
like,
sure,
I'm all for it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, young brothers, get paid. Get paid. It is not promised. In the world of acronyms, I don't know if you guys caught this. As a designated sports guy myself, this kid at Alabama has an acronym called LANK. Yeah, I think it went viral. Like last week because college football on ESPN got a hold of it.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, what does the acronym mean? Oh. And as they're, it means let a naysayer know.
Let an N-word know, but yeah. who was the guy?
It was Reese Davis. Yeah, Davis, man. Works for ESPN. Been doing college football for probably like 20-something years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it kind of brings me to the point of, you know, we have a lot of like slang in our culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
What that moment kind of displayed was like, damn, sometimes you kind of have to scratch your head and wonder, like, do white folks really know what we're talking about? And then it's like,
no.
You don't think so?
I know so. They don't.
I think sometimes.
They just caught on to Cat Williams. It had to reach a certain number before it reached their radar. Right. They don't be knowing what we be talking about.
Shout out to Shannon. But all right, so I'm going to play the clip. I'm going to eventually play the clip for the audience. I'll play the clip for the audience so the audience can hear it.
Yeah.
Jalen Milroe often wears his own branded apparel reading LANK across the front. It's an acronym that stands for Let a Naysayer Know. Being told by his former offensive coordinator,
Bill
O'Brien.
That is not what I thought.
Is that not what you thought?
Boy. Let a naysayer know.
Let a naysayer know.
Of course.
The professional's right in the middle of his lead. That's all right. I just keep going.
I thought
going.
You almost lost me. It got real tight up here as you were. I just want you to know.
Reese, you were too smooth with that. I thought it was going down. I thought it was going down out here.
Whoa. Oh, sorry about it. Let a naysayer know.
Let a naysayer know.
Let a naysayer know. That's what we thought the whole time. That's what we all thought.
Yes, yes.
But within that clip, you know, as Reese Davis is explaining the acronym, Pat McAfee stops him and was like, I did not think that's where that acronym was going. So that's why I say like, mm-hmm. You know, it makes one wonder. Now, Pat McAfee, a football player, probably been around a lot of black people. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? For at least half of his life. So he's probably heard the N-word, this, that, and the third, and a bunch of other acronyms and slang terms uttered all throughout the locker room in his football career.
Right.
So it's no shocking. It's not shocking to me that he would pick up on that type of joke. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whereas you look at somebody like a Kurt Herbstreit, and I like Kurt Herbstreit. But I feel like he might be more Wonder Bread enough to be like, I didn't quite get where that was going and why everybody's laughing.
You don't gotta wonder. He white bread, right?
I'm just saying though. I'm just saying. So it makes me wonder, like the acronym HNIC, right? We all know what that means.
Yes.
I think if you are in tune to the culture, you may know what some of these things mean. If you're not in tune with the culture, you don't have a friend that's
you gotta have a friend
of a minority descent. I don't think you have any idea.
You just have to be curious enough.
Yeah. You gotta want to know.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to know what the kids are saying. Why? What's a?
I don't know. Like my staff be saying some
strange things,
bro, and I just be looking at them like, I'm lost. Bring me to the promised land.
Yo, we old now. That's why. Yeah. That's a little different. We old now. That's it.
I don't know, bro. I mean, there's days where I'm like, I low-key want to know what y'all talking about. And then there's days I'm just like, I think I don't need to know.
You don't feel like you could put the context clues together and, like, figure it out?
I feel like sometimes I can, but then sometimes it's like, I don't want to guess what y'all are talking about. Because then if I'm way off, then, you know.
You're the old guy.
Yeah.
So what would happen if, like, what happens if the old school terms suddenly like come back around? Thing. Like jive turkey and jigaboo. Ooh.
Jive turkey I'm cool with, but jigaboo now.
A little too sensitive. We moved past that.
My sensibilities was hurt right there.
Jive turkey.
Really? I'm cool with jive turkey though.
You could have been jive turkey. Hey man, that's what I'm about. This was on my mind.
HNIC was good enough though. That's old enough. That's like what,
that's been around forever. I can tell you. Yeah. I was working at like a restaurant or near a restaurant, and I have heard. I remember hearing, speaking to a white woman, that acronym being used and her knowing exactly what it meant.
Yeah, where was this restaurant located?
You're right. It was somewhere in Florida.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know what? She was from a part of Florida where I would expect. Oh, but I'm just saying. Hmm. I don't think they'd be as oblivious to some of this stuff as we think.
Do you think they know every like white joke? Or
no.
Definitely not.
No. Heavens no. Right. But I'm just saying. Heavens no.
That's one right there. For heaven's sake.
Heavens no. Gee willikers.
Clutch his pearls. All
right. But no, what I'm saying is we are speaking about a group of people that invented like racism. I'm pretty sure they got a whole bunch of acronyms.
I didn't say anything about black jokes.
I'm just saying.
Trust me though, they know you more than you know them. Though.
Yeah.
Or you know what? I gotta. Oh, hold
so,
on.
So I mean, that's my point. That's my point.
Might have to flip that. We might know them more than they know us. Because growing up, we all don't watch sitcoms and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're the dominant part of society numbers wise, that right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like Full House and all this kind of stuff. We done seen all their a lot of their words, their cultural mores, et cetera, et cetera. I think more of us watched, what I'm trying to say is I think more of us watched Full House than they watched Family Matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I can give you that.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe we know them a little more than they know us.
I don't know, man. Because but then what happens if I point to the biggest stars of all the stars, Michael Jackson and Jordan? You know what I mean?
No, but when you hit a certain a certain peak, you become. Remember what OJ said? I'm not black. I'm OJ. Once you hit a certain peak, it don't matter.
Yeah.
Because all this stuff is culture. Like
you've assimilated to a level of
yeah. It's culture.
I guess.
Yeah. Because remember, if you can have this skin color, but you act a certain way, it's not that they like fully accept you, but you're safe.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But that's
he's one of the good ones.
He's one of the good ones.
Jerome's been around us for years.
Yes, he's been around us for he's assimilated. Yes.
Jerome invited us to the cookout.
Exactly.
We were there.
Exactly. It's kind of dang. I'm sorry. I'm veering off, and I don't want to ask you to play this clip, but y'all out there. Y'all can Google Trick Baby Dinner Scene. I don't know if y'all know that.
I know exactly.
Movie from 1974.
Yeah.
Did you talk about it or something?
Yep, we did. We did.
The scene where they were saying, oh, once they start to climb up, they start to relate less to the people that are on the bottom that they left behind. They start wanting to be like us. And for what they say, except for the creature comforts, they are like us, except for their skin. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you still can't, but it's separating you from the lower, what you would call a lower class black person or whatnot. Mm. Like, you become this weird individual that's kind of outcast from both sides.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't fuck with you down there.
You're not
to fuck with them over there.
Right. They're calling you a traitor and they calling you something else. Naysayer.
That's how elementary school was for me.
I just want you to know. Yeah. I want you to know the internet went nuts with that. Just by the way, just that little innuendo right there. Yeah. They went nuts with it for at least like 48 hours.
I'm not surprised.
Naysayer everything.
What were you saying though?
Go ahead though.
Oh no. I didn't go to school with like people that lived in my neighborhood. So it was like, I got bused to school. You had to be accepted into that school. So it was like, oh, you go to that school because you think you're better than us. You don't want to go to our school. And then at the school, you know, the school is primarily white people. Yeah. And it was just kind of like, yeah, like, we don't hang out with you. Like, we don't know you. Like, you're not from Davie. You're from North Broward. Like, no, we don't talk to those guys. Dang. Yeah, so I didn't really talk to anybody in school probably till like 8th or 9th grade. I used to just go to school and then come back.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's rough.
I think it's on all levels of life though, not just like school, but
that's true.
Yeah.
Were you like really good at drawing or like
no.
Were you like doing spoken word?
No.
Were you like a good rapper?
Maybe.
You ain't no good, right? but that's interesting that you say that, all levels of life, because that's something I've been thinking about, and it stems really from a conversation I had with my wife a few years ago, where something just hit me and I'm like, yo, we are all grown babies. And what I mean by that is, like, when you say all levels of life are synonymous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can see a grown-up having a temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
You can see an elderly person acting immature. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no... And you can see a young kid who's mature as hell. Like, you gotta say things like, oh, he's an old soul. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what I realize is all life is synonymous, bro. Our bodies just kind of age, but, you know, it's... I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm seriousing... What they say, seriousing this out... But that's just an idea.
That's a thing.
Yeah, serious this out. Yeah.
See, like I
take it from joking to being serious.
I mean, I get it, but like, that's a new one. Okay.
Bro, I'm older than you.
I'm
37 in like a week, dog.
Yeah, you're like 6 months older.
Six months is still older than you.
I mean, yeah, you know, some people over here.
Half the year. Hey, man. Gotta make everything count.
Hey, y'all understand out there though, right? Thank you. See, they understand. You heard that?
Not
they
you
got
waited
it
for the response.
They got me. But yeah, what's next, man? What's been going on out there, bro? We ain't touching the topic yet. The topic of topics. We ain't touching that yet.
Unless you were to get there,
it's up to
we'll,
you.
We'll
bro,
lose all topic. Our sponsorship.
I'm cool. Hey, let's get it, bro.
What's interesting?
It's the real that lasts.
What's interesting is he said we were gonna follow. We said follow the list, and he already skipped it. So,
I gave the perfect segue earlier. I literally gave the perfect segue earlier. But okay, go ahead. I'm just here.
He wants to talk about what's all white versus all black.
Oh, you heard about that?
Nah.
So we keep it on sports real quick.
Okay.
I thought this was one of the more fun things to talk about just in general. So this former football player, he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think his name is Rashard Mendenhall.
Oh, yes.
Went in on a tangent on Twitter.
He was right.
The other day. And basically alluded to getting rid of the Pro Bowl.
I'm better than your GOAT.
it's quoted as saying, I'm better than your GOAT. He's like, I'm tired of mediocre white guys trying to tell me about football, especially when I'm better than most of the guys that play. He has some fair points in there.
Oh, wait. So he wants...
So his suggestion was, within his rant, he had a suggestion in there saying, why don't you scrub the Pro Bowl...
Ooh.
And make an all-white versus all-black, all-white versus all-black Pro Bowl game.
Now, I think it's fair to give him a little bit of bail, shoot him a little bit of bail.
Go ahead.
By giving background to this story. Rashard Mendenhall used to play for the Steelers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had an infamous fumble that fans believe caused them to lose The Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, this was
over. I don't believe in that, though.
How long ago was this? Like 12?
That was 13? It's like Ben's
longer?
Last one.
Probably longer than that.
Yeah. So, like, close. Over, somewhere over, in that range. Right. Somewhere in that range. So, doesn't matter.
Over a decade ago, right?
Oh, so it was a long time ago.
Since then, he's been badgered on the internet.
I can see
by that. Fans. Yeah. Everywhere they see him, they're coming at him. And this black man has been, from his perspective, been being beat down primarily by white people. Mm. And how he put it, mediocre white dudes, because he's seeing their profiles on Twitter and making a snap judgment. But this dude mentally got beat down. So to bash and say something like that, he didn't, like, he was clearly going at these regular people. Some can say, hey, you punching down, whatever the case is. But
nah,
how
I don't
much
think so.
Like the dogs howling at the moon were loud enough, I guess.
It's like one of those things like you can't tell me how to bleed when you cut me. Like,
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
They've
been beating him up for years and he couldn't take it anymore and he's fast.
All I'm going to say is Ben had two turnovers as well in that
That's
game.
That's fair.
So are they
That's what gets missed, and that wasn't always. Rashard Mendenhall with the fumble was not always the story of that Super Bowl. It just sucks that it became a story. That didn't happen till later on. That's what people don't realize. Right. Like that whole story and that thought process of blaming that loss on him got uttered out there on like an episode of like first take. Somebody just doing a take. Somebody just doing a hot take. And it became a life of its own, a spiral. But anyways, while all that is true,
right?
Shout out to Rashard Mendenhall.
Yeah.
This brought up a very fun conversation of what would an all-white team look like versus an all-black team in professional sports? And I'm here to tell you, this not only was going on in the NFL, dog. Mm. This spiraled its way all the way to the NBA. It spiraled its way all the way to Major League Baseball. It was fun. Like, it's a fun thing to talk about.
That like on Twitter or something?
Yeah. Everybody was coming out, lineups. I mean, it really is kind of cool.
We know what will happen.
Yes, we know. All
right.
Like,
so,
bro, I played soccer. Versus the whole Hispanic team.
I believe you.
I can tell you what happened. 11 to 1 is wild.
We already know this, dog. Wherever you put
it, we're not the winners. Okay, so just put that in the opposite.
See what I'm gonna say? Go ahead.
I was just about to say.
You said wherever you put us.
Put us anywhere with an opportunity.
You're gonna thrive.
We prevail.
Mm-hmm.
Period. It might be the extra melanin. I don't know. It might be. It could possibly.
I don't doubt we compete. I think we're getting smoked in baseball.
I don't think so.
No.
All right. This is the thing, right?
They black.
I think that's my question. So
Spanish black.
How you go?
Afro little.
Because that's like So like, how you
AKA
go?
Spanish.
How you go? Freak it. Because like.
Put it this way. If they was to go get some water, would they be able to get water at their water fountain?
Mm.
All right.
So that's how you roll with
Spanish
it.
Spanish black.
Yeah. Yeah, you hear that?
So wait. What about the Cubans?
There's dark Cubans.
Same thing.
Have you not seen the dark?
The super. Everywhere. What about the white passing ones? The white passing Puerto Ricans.
I mean, listen,
the
bro.
White Puerto Ricans.
Listen.
Put us anywhere with opportunity. That's it.
What else do you think we not winning in? Like, we already know what we winning. What you think we not winning in?
I can't.
I might give them hockey.
I think they might have numbers in hockey. I don't even think that.
We created that too.
They have the
numbers. Nah, I think we get smoked.
I don't think that either.
I think that cold weather, that ice out there is going to mess us up.
Anywhere with an opportunity, we thrive.
I mean, we might thrive, but you're confident. Like, you would put. Like,
I don't know enough players right now.
Right, to make the team.
Nah.
I don't know right now.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they are out there, is what I'm saying.
I'm not saying they don't exist.
They out there.
I'm just saying it might take 20 years for us to catch up.
Nah, I don't think that long.
No, I really don't think so, bro.
I don't think that long.
That's the guy right now in hockey balling.
I'm just saying we don't play the sport at nearly the rate as some of those other groups.
That's fair.
So that's why the talent pool. So if you take the talent pool out of football, and like, all right, you throw it over there.
That's it. What other sport? I don't think you can name one.
Yeah. You don't even got one in the possible.
Volleyball?
No.
Hell nah.
No. I don't know, dog.
We've dominated volleyball.
No.
Mm.
Bro, my sister played volleyball. Come on.
It's just that they moved them over to basketball. That's it. But then back in volleyball, they dominated.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm telling you.
One person that beat me like that.
Easy. Anywhere with an opportunity,
Yeah, bro. I'm about to say I can't do. Can't even look at track and field like that. Ain't even an option.
Come on, you crazy?
Yeah, I know that. That ain't an option. No. Gymnastics, we done started popping up maybe in that again.
Maybe rugby.
We're killing that too.
Yeah, we're killing that too.
I mean, yes, that's safe as football. But I feel like we might lose the first one and then maybe the second one because like rugby got different rules.
We're still bigger, stronger, faster than all everybody else.
Period.
Okay.
And quicker.
I don't think rugby. Okay.
Those are some of the main things. I agree with hockey.
They not winning cricket. They not winning. What else? What else we got? Like, that's it. That's
anywhere it, with an opportunity. Y'all seen that Jamaican bobsled team?
I'm dead. Give me
that. You see anywhere the? Have you seen like who they won? Did you see the castings of what the who the director wanted for that movie?
No, I didn't.
It was like Denzel, Eddie Murphy, Wesley Snipes. It was wild. Yeah, it was.
Like back then?
Yeah. It was wild. That would have been lit. That would have been. Yes, the three names I just rattled all in one film. I'm like, I don't know. I think Marlon Wayans was the last one. They won it for it.
That would have worked, Wayans though. That would have been lit.
I don't think all of them.
It could have.
Take out Wesley Snipes.
Take out Wesley?
Yeah, take out Wesley.
I don't know, bro.
That time you couldn't do that.
I agree with Winnie on that.
Around that time, Wesley was the man.
No, I'm not saying he's a bad actor. I'm just saying I don't see him fitting in with those people you named.
Interesting.
That whole group.
Wesley, Denzel, like, and Marlon Wayans.
Who else you said again?
Eddie Murphy.
I can see Eddie Murphy.
I actually can't see Eddie fitting. I can see Eddie and Marlon for sure.
I forget who's the white guy they said they wanted to cast as the
white guy.
The coach. Yeah, I forget who it was, man.
I can see.
But I was just like.
I can see.
I have a hard time seeing that on screen.
Or somebody, I don't know.
That or like a
Blues Brother, huh?
Maybe like a nah.
I'd be forgetting like their names.
Chris Farley, maybe.
Chris Farley, the coach. Yeah. One of the coaches, maybe.
Yeah,
he's the funny one. Coach.
Yeah.
I can see that maybe.
R.M.P. Farley.
Yeah.
So yeah, wild. Wild, right?
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
That would have been a very. I don't know how that movie turns out.
I
want to
hear Denzel's Jamaican accent.
Hey, that happened somewhere in an alternate universe, bro.
I think there is a movie with a Denzel Jamaican accent.
There is.
An old school movie?
It's an old. And I think he's doing karate or something in it, too. He kicking somebody.
It's a really old movie.
It's really old. Sure, sure. Young Denzel.
I saw his son in a movie on, I think it was either Hulu or it might have been Hulu.
Tenet?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
It's a new one, right?
Yeah, it's like some where he's like a, it's like an alien movie type shit.
I know, so it's like Tenet with aliens.
But his voice, oh my god, it's crazy. I was like,
sound just like his pops, right?
Bro,
that's his dad.
Bro, like there's like you can't deny that. You can't deny that at all.
I still love him in Black Klansman, dog. That's like my favorite movie he's been in.
That movie's fire.
Yeah, that's a really great. I'm so happy I went.
Story.
I'm so happy I paid to see it. Based. And went and sat in the theater and saw it. It was a pleasant surprise.
It was a pleasant surprise.
Absolutely, man.
You've been hanging with the man.
Exactly. Another one of those words.
You know, I was at the office party last week. You know?
I don't curse and I don't sound like that.
Yo. Speaking of movies.
What's up?
We've all seen this 21 Savage trailer, right?
I'm the odd man out. I'm sorry.
You really haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it yet, bro.
Have you seen the cover for it with Donald?
Yes, I did see the cover. And it's interesting now that he is like finally playing into the whole immigrant thing, whereas before he was trying to deny it. So just funny.
At all costs. Just a little funny. Like no accent, no nothing.
Right, just a little funny to me.
And it's out now. So I guess the story is... about him being detained with ICE. 21.
Oh, okay.
That's what I guess the movie's based on.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were
so
talking.
First impressions matter, bro. I'm sorry. We talking about 21 Savage. All I can think about is the first impression with 21 Savage, and it ain't like it's the NBA Youngboy. NBA Youngboy 5 years earlier. It's like now his whole persona is like changed and he's like to be respected or something like that. I don't know.
You're not a fan?
No, I'm not a fan.
I wasn't a fan.
He's a better rapper.
Not a fan. The rapping is cool. But
like he's
I don't trust rap anymore. Like somebody could be writing your stuff. Somebody could be like I don't trust rap anymore. Like I only trust it from the trust of people.
I feel like that is such a hilarious statement. I'm sorry though. Like my man said, I don't trust rap anymore. You trusted rap?
I used to, what year
did your trust go out the window? I'm just curious.
My trust went out the window.
Like 2012, maybe?
No, Wale was still around. No.
What point did you figure out? I just want to know what point did
was he? I gotta elaborate.
He made this whole skeptical and this whole, oh, if I wasn't on my label and da, 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 and then you came out and you put out the same album that you've been putting out.
I like his albums though. I mean, I like him.
I'm a Wale fan, but
I want to elaborate.
I just want to know what you was like. These niggas is lying.
It had to be. I would say like 2016, 2017. That was it for me.
When all the littles came out.
The quality kind of dipped, and then the Drake ghostwriting stuff, and it's like,
the raw CO picture did it for
none
you.
Of y'all. But going back to the Wale thing,
I'm just playing.
When my metrics was like creativity, trying to be unique, being your own lane. Just the artistry in total,
the effort is there in that space.
Care about that. And when somebody like 21 Savage, all of a sudden his rap style is like so much better, like almost overnight. Like I'm obviously a few years, but almost overnight, it's obvious that somebody is writing for you.
Or maybe he's obvious. I mean, I ain't sticking up for him because I mean, I feel like he's the most radio rapper I listen to.
Uh-huh.
But maybe he was putting on a front to get in, just to get
on.
Like an industry plant?
Like, I'm going to do what I need to do to get known, and then now I'm really going to talk my shit or rap. Rap
21.
I don't know how many of those there actually are, but I feel like we have a lot of I will sell my soul to have success. And I think that's just as bad. So
they fed John Legend and his wife one, too. They say they,
not surprised.
They saw her throwing up some sign and she caught herself. I would do the sign, but I don't know what it means.
No cameras in here, bro.
I don't want to die. I don't want to summon something. She did that shit, and then she realized the dude was like recording, and she did like an old shit moment, and then they put like a picture of like a satanic thing doing the same shit, like the same hand sign she was doing and shit.
Reality is stranger than fiction, bro.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. But it's like John Legend, man. I fuck with your song, Ordinary People. That's one of my faves.
Give me the green light.
It's really because of Andre.
True.
And you know true. About it. Hey, I'm just saying.
I hang you call.
Dang. All right.
Just saying. Shout out to him though.
Y'all going to see are y'all going to see the 21 Savage movie?
My home theater.
I'm not even going to at home.
That is a we are not paying money to see. Nah.
Not me, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Mm-mm.
Strictly for the free then. Mm. Whenever it
not
drops.
Even that.
All right, man. Might as well get to it. Let's get to these tunnels, dog.
Hey. We building tunnels up under you.
So, for the audience, I guess, that doesn't know, to sum this up, the NYPD stormed a Jewish synagogue.
He said the word.
Oh, my God.
Only as they stormed this Jewish synagogue, only to find that they had tunnels leading underneath the city.
Oh, yeah. You saw them welding them shut and stuff, right?
I know they had to fill them with concrete.
They were like welding them shut. Jeez. And putting stuff over them so that you can't. Yeah, right. I saw those.
So things. As they're searching these tunnels, mm-hmm. they start pulling out all types of mattresses.
Oh, what?
With like what looked to be blood stains on them.
Lord, I knew it. I knew it. Kanye was right.
Anyways, we're gonna gloss over that.
Oh, okay. Now you want to be PC? Okay, all right. All of the lights.
All
right.
Beep this thing all the way out.
All right.
As they're pulling these mattresses out, man, people are starting to get the inclination that this might have been some human trafficking going on within those tunnels.
Hmm. I thought drugs when I first heard it, but I didn't get the update of the bloody mattresses. I'm not gonna front. Yeah. When I heard about it and they gave the excuse of because they play the media handled it with really like kid gloves, right?
Yeah, they didn't unload on it the way right. anyone would think.
Not allowed to.
What the media said initially was that the youth of this spot, this temple, what do they call it? A temple?
I heard synagogue.
A synagogue. I'm sorry, synagogue. Whatever. The youth of the synagogue, mm-hmm. like 19 to 21 year olds, were the ones that were building, breaking into the freaking city. Really, they're breaking out of their mosque into the city, and come on, dog. Nobody else saw this happening. Like it was the 19 and 21 year olds doing this. Like you want us to believe that, bro? Yeah.
Like, how do they got the resources to even pull that off?
It's something bigger going on. Absolutely. Again, I thought it was drugs.
Have you seen Sound of Freedom?
Bro, I'm not going to front. It's funny you say that. I started watching it last night, and I just couldn't stay asleep because it was really late. But it was already messing with me, dog. It was messing with me already, bro.
It gives him those vibes.
Mm. I got to when they got Teddy Bear.
Damn.
In the beginning. So I didn't get far, but... It was messing with me.
Watch it.
So I was tired, and then it was messing with me. So I was like, yo, I'm gonna go to sleep. I got kids. I don't play with them kids, bro.
Watch it.
I'll probably finish it tonight after the fight.
This situation reminds me just of that. Like you just really don't know how many people are involved, who's involved, who's turning their eye to this stuff, who's participating. Like yep. you said, it's bigger than what you really think it is. Like, I'm pretty sure the NYPD got something to do with it, too.
I wouldn't be surprised. They said that these people, these youth, the 19 to... Literally, everybody they caught, I think it was like 7 or 9 of them, mm-hmm. and they were from the ages of 19 to 21. So you mean to tell me, in this synagogue, the 19 and 21-year-olds were allowed, or just nobody knew that they were carving a freaking tunnel into the underground of the city. Dog?
Makes no sense.
And then they said, "Oh, they just wanted to get into the they wanted a way to get into the synagogue after hours."
Nah, what? Makes no sense. Man, makes none.
Man, if you don't get these man, look at Medishan. Like, okay.
Yeah. Hey, vagabond. Human. Trafficking.
Now, hey, that's allegedly, of course, not but proven. It's plausible, and it's probably what's happening. But you know, I'm on your platform. I'm gonna try to be a little responsible.
No, this is if they don't like it, they could.
That's you know, that's fair.
You don't agree with us?
Hey, when that new Kanye dropped?
Or not?
seize the IP and everything. Hey man, I can't log into the account no more. They done pulled off.
What you talking about?
Read on Spotify. Hey, what happened? Hey, Apple Podcast. Like,
hey man, they pulled us, nigga. They pulled.
Hey, let me ask you this though: is the bloody mattress thing like legit?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like bloody mattress, or it looked like blood?
It looked like dried blood was on that mattress for over a period of time.
Man.
And it was more than one mattress they pulled out of there. Mm. So that's why people are like, yeah, it don't rub me the right way. So,
yeah. And wasn't that, there was a situation in Philly, I think it was, years back, where they said them people were shooting it out with the local gang.
Really?
Yeah. You remember that story?
Nah.
It happened in Philadelphia. They said, I think it was the Hasidic Jews.
Who?
I think, and they were supposedly shooting it out. Yeah, I can fact check me out there, but it was a situation. I believe it was Philly, but they be moving and shaking, bro. People act like it wasn't no gangs back in the day. Y'all ain't see that? What's that one show on Netflix? Peaky Blinders.
Mm-mm.
Y'all never seen Peaky Blinders?
Mm-mm.
But for y'all out there that have watched Peaky Blinders, it's actually a decent show. The writing didn't really peak. It peaked and it kind of leveled off, but it didn't really sink. But in that show. It's back in like the 18th century, early 19th century.
Right.
So you're seeing literally a lot of these old school gangs, like Irish gangs. I think the Italian gang was just starting up towards the end of the series. The Jewish gangs, like you're seeing these. Like it's only in modern times that we don't know these things existed. So we're the face of gangs.
Let me ask you a question. So. typically gangs are portrayed like in a negative light. So like, what type of light were these gangs in? Like, were they actually protecting
their community?
They were criminals. Okay, all right. So these are like mobsters.
They were criminals.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Like, yeah, not protecting their community type of gang.
No, they. No, I don't think gangs do that.
That's just nah.
I feel like some do.
I feel like that, but
or
I mean,
at least that's how they were started.
Started.
Are you
yeah.
talking about like Bloods and Crips?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like
But not just them. There's a lot of gangs that were.
No, but I feel like that's out of a response of
bingo. Thank you.
That's a response
going.
To a need, especially coming from like our demographic. Yeah, but everywhere else. That shit is organized crime. Like that's what that yeah. is. Like that's, none of that's.
They had to protect that because that's so where they were sleeping.
Were Robin Hood? That was a gang. Like if you, essentially, if you think about it, they were.
Robin Hood was robbing the. Okay.
If that's what if they're not.
Robin the rich to get some activities.
Band of thieves.
So yeah, like
yeah, but you're gonna sleep somewhere. You gotta protect that. Where you gonna?
No. I feel you. I just think that you know it all starts somewhere and then it becomes more.
That's possible.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if I had a gang.
You needed a gang in high school.
I did.
Call back like a mug. My bad.
Nobody asked, man. You had to be good at something. Like, what was you doing with all that free time on your hands? Had a rhyme book.
He was breakdancing in the mirror for sure.
Moonwalking on him.
Riding that bus and going to work.
Hop, a hippie.
A hippie
hop, don't stop. Oh, man. God dang, they building tunnels, bro. God.
Crazy.
That just means somebody on the NYPD got caught and they had to blame it on somebody. Mm. Just saying.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm like, what? Did they put a curtain over it or something? Like, is that like was it a curtain? Because that hole looked really big when I
it
saw
did.
The story.
But I don't know if it was like they cut into it more to make it wider.
Okay.
Like it looked like it may have had like a false
door.
Or like bottom or something.
Okay, okay.
To open up to get down there, I guess.
Damn.
This is wild, man. I couldn't imagine the Nation of Islam or any other so called group having any type of shit like that.
T.D. Jakes
anywhere.
I'm dead.
T.D. Jakes.
I'm just saying I couldn't imagine anybody but
What's up?
Backtracking real quick, didn't wasn't there a story earlier this year or last year I should say China had police officers
had
a whole police station. Yeah, we talked about it on
they had a future robot spy.
Yeah, we talked about it on his platform.
They had a what?
A whole
Chinese government had a secret police station literally hidden in plain sight in the middle of Times Square.
When have you ever heard of anything like that?
This is 2024. We're in new times now, bro. So it's a wrap.
Well, they about to have robot police dogs soon, so.
Oh, some places already have that.
The robot police dogs?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
You know, it's crazy. So I was in the lift the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I thought you were lifting around.
Just a little bit. And the driver was telling me how basically he works Uber and Lyft, and he's like, both Uber and Lyft, you know, they suck. They don't take care of the drivers in any type of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, damn, that sucks, man. You know, it sucks to hear that. You know, I'll make sure I tip you a little more for hearing that sob story. But he was saying, he's like, you know, what Lyft and Uber's end game is to have these AI driven vehicles drive people around.
Autonomous
cars, right? So yeah. I'm like,
yes.
I'm like, yeah, go figure, man. That's you know, that's becoming more of a thing. I said, mm-hmm. we're not so far off where we're going to have planes that are probably doing that. Helicopters and other means and, you know, trains and other means of transportation. They're going to look to, you know, not have people manning those because if you don't have to use a person there, guess what? I don't have to pay them.
Yeah, but we're.
But anyways, he was telling me
far from that the autonomous vehicle thing.
Absolutely,
but
well, so he was saying
no more than 50 years.
He was saying that
Jacksonville about to have it.
He was saying in San Francisco, he was like, you can go on YouTube, you can see that Uber and Lyft are currently having like about a dozen cars
testing
out
routes and
stuff and just driving people around.
That's how it is.
Which you know makes sense. It's artificial intelligence. It has to learn. Mm-hmm. As it continues to go, so
but there's a law. By law, it could only go so fast
in a certain distance, too, right?
I don't know about distance, but I know the how fast it goes. There's a law on that. But Jacksonville had a lot of like tram systems in Jacksonville. So they're taking the tram system off and they're going to put autonomous cars on the tram system. So like that's because like essentially you're trying to create, you're trying to solve a problem without creating a problem. Yeah. But if you do that right here in Florida right now, right. autonomous cars, you're still going to be stuck in traffic with somebody just not driving you. So that's why Jacksonville's like, well, if we go up with it, then, you know, we should be able to beat traffic. Therefore, you're not, you know, you're not competing with the local road traffic.
Right. I remember making a prediction a while back when talking about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny when you said the trans or the rail line, that kind of reminded me of it. And we just said 50 years or so, no more than 50 years. I believe what needs to happen to speed this up is a complete investment and change in our infrastructure, right? What needs to happen, if they're able to, underneath the asphalt or maybe on top, have some kind of system to guide these vehicles, right? And I even spoke to somebody not too long ago, the pedestrian crosswalks create a situation. Because you see it on the highway where there's the animal crossings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So no
out more. In the UK, are definitely, I think those are awesome.
No more people crossing on the streets. So these vehicles can freely move.
Yep.
Now, if everything is autonomous or even semi-autonomous, that solves traffic issues because all cars are now communicating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But infrastructure would need to vastly change, though. Like it would need a lot of change.
Bullet train.
Well, you saw some that's not going to happen. Like they built this Obama thing from the airport to down south, and it goes just as fast as driving your car.
You might as well drive your car.
Yeah. And it's also like $80 one way.
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy. Yeah, I'm good. People. Obama tried, though.
He did.
He tried.
But I'm just saying, we go look over in China and Japan, you know.
No problem. They got it.
They got all the new shit over there.
Japan's struggling right now. But
if I could get to Fort Lauderdale in an hour, you know how many job opportunities I would have taken down there?
That'd be crazy.
I wouldn't want to live down there, but I'd go work down there.
I'd be there in an hour.
Yeah. What's up?
The last thing I had on this list today, gentlemen, this Cat Williams interview.
Oh.
I was very I can't wait, very entertaining. Very entertaining, man.
Okay.
What'd y'all think?
I enjoyed that set. I ain't even gonna call it an interview. I enjoyed that set.
He took over.
That was a set. That was a set.
I feel like it wasn't the first time he said some of these things. Like he's been very vocal about how he feels in general. I just think that, like, why are people surprised? Like, why did you think you were going to get something different from Cat Williams? Now, there's a lot that I didn't know to his story that makes me look at him a little differently. And not in a negative way, just, like, in some positive stuff where it's like, you really constructed yourself. Like, you were a child when you were doing all of this. And the fact that you didn't want to do certain things and people are looking and frowning upon you is just... It goes back to what we said. It's at all levels. And, you know, it's sad, but I mean, it was going to come out eventually. So, and I think more is going to keep coming out about it. Like, I think that I seen a clip about Bernie Mac where they were doing a photo shoot for, I think it was
Bernie Mac show.
Yeah. And they were trying to get one of the kids to sit on his lap.
Yeah.
He was like, no, like, that's not going to happen. And they were like really pushing it, and he like multiple times had to be like, no, like this is not gonna happen. And you don't have people like that they'll do whatever, they'll say whatever they want just to get that opportunity to be in that limelight,
that Marvel movie. They'll take pictures with flowers and pink cutoff shirts and
why you got
chased by white women?
Why you got to my hey, yeah. Man, he want him a Coretta. He's a Coretta. A Coretta Scott.
He's such a weirdo, dog. And I've never heard him talk outside of an acting role. So seeing his, like, 60-minute, was it a 60-minute or ABC Good Morning, whatever BS
good morning,
that was.
Good morning,
that,
man. Good.
Bro, I'm like, oh, this dude's a loser. Like, muscles don't change that.
I think you need to tell everybody
who you're talking about first.
I'm sorry. Jonathan Minors. I mean, Majors. You know what I mean? Like this dude's a loser. Well, though,
it doesn't right? like he'll be doing any major roles anytime soon.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. That interview actually hurt him more. It hurt him more.
You know what's crazy?
What's
it's like you could see the moment in his brain where he was like, oh, yeah. I'm gonna really mess him up with this line. And like run that, because the first time he said the Coretta Scott King thing with the white chick, we was all like, yeah, bro, you don't need to say that. Like, go ahead and just let that die.
Yeah.
I don't know why he thought
it was okay
to run it back with Megan
just
Good.
In case you didn't hear me, for the people in the back.
It's just like, dog.
Man, once a dweeb, always a dweeb, man. Muscles don't change that. Fame and money don't change it either, man. Apparently.
So you think he's done?
I think somebody's going to give him a shot. Somebody's going to fall for that Coretta stuff. he might do something strange. I don't know.
So so are we going to see him in like Tyler Perry movies? Or do you think we'll see him?
For sure.
So, all right. So
Tyler hit him up already.
Yeah, so Tyler Perry movies are like, do you think he's going to fall as low as like Tubi?
Nah, Tyler Perry's hit. Tyler Perry already hit him up.
You know, right. What's wrong with Tubi?
Tyler hit him.
Tubi be, yeah. You get a bad Tubi one. Hey,
Tubi put out some work, though.
It's funny you bring up Tubi, though. It's funny. I haven't seen it yet, but it's funny you bring up Tubi. Uh-huh. Real funny. Tubi, I just found out, is actually owned by Rupert Murdoch. Ain't that funny?
Murdoch. Why is that name so familiar?
He's the creator of Fox. Oh. Fox News guy.
Interesting.
We thought we owned it, huh? Look, he's stuck.
Damn.
Oh, that Tubi stuff. I better stop watching.
That's crazy. And that's the same play they ran with Fox and everything else.
Same play they ran with UPN. Yeah,
everything else.
Oh, and we keep falling for it.
Every time.
We don't know. We keep getting manipulated.
I had no idea he owns that.
They're digging tunnels right up under us, dog.
Not tunnels.
I'm just saying.
Every time. The same play.
Shame the devil.
Every time.
I'm sorry. I seriused it out again. I'm sorry. Let's go back to Cat Williams, though. Let's go back to Cat.
You gonna check out the tour? You know he coming to February
at, the arena. Yeah, UCF, yeah.
You gonna check him out?
No, I'm not going, but I'm gonna watch the Netflix.
You gonna watch
the
special?
Sure, gonna watch the Netflix. Yeah,
I definitely watch. I'm thinking about checking it out, but I know the ticket prices went up since he cutting up on Shannon. No, so I'm like,
you can get two tickets for like $180, I think, or not.
That's not bad. The guy is actually smart.
Depending where you want to sit,
like he's legit. Like,
I mean, I never thought Cat was dumb. I thought he just...
That's usually what you attribute to most comedians, unless they prove otherwise. But we haven't seen enough of Cat Williams prior to that. I haven't seen enough to really be able to gauge his intelligence level. But this comedy special that he performed on the Club Shay Shay platform did it.
So is Club Shay Shay now like the place to be? Like, if you gotta go get your shit off, like,
nah, then people ain't gonna let that happen again. Oh, yeah. He got bosses. He got bosses. Club Shay Shay, he got, no matter what deal he probably did to get on that platform, he still got bosses. They not gonna let that happen again.
I don't know, man.
Okay, we'll see.
That ain't like an ESPN affiliated, you know, product. Like, that's kind of him. You know what I mean?
You believe that's all him?
Right now, yeah.
You believe it's 100% him? That's what you believe?
Yeah.
All
right. I don't know, man. Shannon kind of popped himself off. You know what I mean?
I think the deal that he crafted, he got, I think Stephen A. put him on.
Okay. And I can get behind that.
I think Stephen A. put him on to not go on full time. Hey, don't take a full time. And this is obviously allegedly. This is my brain. But hey, don't come on full time, because Stephen A.'s not stupid. Stephen A. knows if Shannon comes on full time, they're going to be quick to let Stephen A. go. And just replace him with Shannon. So Stephen A. says, don't come on full time. And Shannon has to respect that, because Stephen's giving him an opportunity, right?
Right.
Now, Stephen also tells him, make sure you're pouring into yourself. So keep your platform and make sure you grow that. In fact, use their money that they're giving you to build your platform up, right? If he messes up too much on that platform, they can let him go at ESPN, right? So he still got bosses. What happened with Cat Williams wasn't supposed to happen.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? That was something different. Now, all the success from it, I don't think they're going to let that happen again. I don't know.
I mean, do you think it now becomes the place
for everybody to go?
To get something off like that.
I don't think. Okay. And I also think that some of the criticism about him not doing a good interview got to him.
He's not. He's not a journalist, though.
That's what he said, though. That's what he
said. He's never been a journalist.
I know, but I'm telling you, that's what he said.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it firsthand.
He says, I'm not a... He said it too many times for it to not have affected him. Oh, I'm a conversationalist. I'm not an interviewer. I'm a conversationalist.
He's not. But
he had to keep repeating that means it hit him.
But think about what...
A hurt dog holler.
It does. But think about what gets those people there. They're not going there because they just want to be interviewed by Shannon. His relationship...
I think his relationship is what gets the show even there. Cat Williams would have did what he did on anybody's podcast.
No,
thank you.
I don't think so.
Listen,
I think you can name a handful of podcasts.
He tried to do it on Willie D. Willie D. wasn't letting it happen. Did you see the Willie D. interview?
Nah,
I watched the Willie D. interview. Williams Willie D. wasn't letting it happen.
Personality where he's gonna
anywhere he goes.
Yeah,
anywhere he goes.
He's not going to silence himself for a particular person. I think his, his comedy tour is coming up. I think it was very strategic of him and his team about where he was doing his podcast, because I think he just did another one like a week ago or like a few days ago. So I think it's just a matter of.
That's the Willie D.
Like this was this is the avenue, this is the platform. I don't think this was like, you're going to get off on him because you can. I think it was just like, hey, people watch this. You got something to say. Go say it there. Your tour is coming up. I think that's exactly how it went down.
Yeah.
So you feel like it was like predetermined. It was like, hey, we're going to go in here. We're going to do this. We're going to say this. We're going to get this off. We're going to garner this attention.
Not necessarily predetermined in that sense of things, but it's more of like, I guarantee you maybe what his comedy tour is going to be talking about has something very similar to what he was talking about in his podcast, or he's gonna touch on things. So I think it's all gonna come full circle. I don't think it's done yet.
Y'all know Eddie Griffin, right?
Yeah.
Cat Williams' comedy is very similar to
Eddie Griffin. Yeah.
Eddie Griffin is slightly less animated. He don't do the running around and stuff like that. But they're very similar in what they talk about, right? So this is kind of par for the course for Cat Williams.
And they're both short.
Yeah, Eddie Griffin a little taller, I believe, right? A little bit, but
whatever. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, but they still short. Yes, you're right.
They got the short man syndrome. You know what I mean?
Hey, but you know what? If Shannon Sharp interjected more or asked more questions or better leading questions, this would never have happened.
You know what though? He's not. I don't hold that against him because he's not a journalist.
That's what he's telling you now.
No,
dog.
But Shannon is
he
a.
Didn't start off with that.
Shannon is a Hall of Fame football player that happened to have a podcast. The reason people pay attention to him is because of why.
Because of that character he made.
Right? Because of the football thing. The football thing is what got him here.
I think it's the character he created while with Skip Bayless.
The persona?
He didn't have that character before he got with Unk.
I'm going to tell you, we did not have any type of high expectations for Shannon Sharp when he came into media. I remember when Shannon came into media.
I liked him for my sports stuff.
We didn't have an issue with him talking about football because he played football, but we didn't know how he was going to turn. We didn't know how that show with Skip was going to turn out before it even became what it was. And look at it now.
Can I ask you a question? Look at it now
that he's gone.
It still come on?
Exactly.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
All right. You apply for a job.
Mm-hmm.
You get this job.
Okay.
All right. You've never done it before.
Right.
You get the job. Are you responsible for what comes with that job or no?
Yes.
All right. So what is this man has a podcast.
You just walked right into that.
Are you saying that all podcasts are journalism?
It's a form of it.
No.
Why not?
Because that's not what it is.
Why not?
It depends.
If you're talking about relevant facts and information that is currently going on in time.
Every podcast doesn't do that.
His was.
Cat Williams on there to interview him, bro. He didn't say, hey, come, let's have a conversation. You know I'm not an interviewer. You probably haven't done this professionally.
You probably didn't take classes on doing this.
No, right. You go to school.
In the form of this right now.
Right. I'm a conversationalist.
You're an interviewer, my boy. Right.
Like, okay. Sit down, big muscle head.
And I don't think he did a trash job. I think he low-key. No,
he did not do a trash job.
I think he was smart. I think he oh, you going to come run the shit?
Hey, exactly. Say another joke.
Get my ratings up. Go ahead, boy. You know what he was doing.
34 million views in like less than 5 days.
I think Shannon Sharp is the type of person, maybe if he respects you, or maybe if he doesn't want somebody like a Cat Williams to walk out, he ain't going to push.
Right.
If you watch the Willie, watch the Willie D interview, bro. It's Willie pushed back. Yeah,
I'll say this. Different. Shannon said during the whatever he does with Chad Johnson. What do they do?
Nightcap.
Weird show. During the nightcap. Weird show, bro. That's a weird name.
50-year-old you know talking about. What are you doing?
This is like it's a old weird school. Show. Or old school porno vibes.
It's a weird show, bro. It's a very weird show.
Nightcap.
Like, I don't want to hear you talking about it. It's a weird show, nah. Bro. What's up with these guys?
Javille nods.
Bro, these 50-year-old guys, bro, they got Nightcap and they talk about their sexual escapades. These 50-some-year-old dudes. Yeah. It's so weird, bro. It's like, a weird
it's not
show.
A whole, that's not a whole thing.
Running but
it's in there. It's show of a conversation. Skip, I mean, Chad, I was, I had these girls and it was five of them, you know?
How often do you feel like he do these impressions, bro? Like, he did a cat one today. This nigga got a Shannon.
I ain't gonna lie.
Like, he pretty spot on, too.
Thank you.
I'm like, yo.
I'm here all night. Well, I got a hard eye. I leave in a little bit.
If that's the case, I think we got Cat Williams coming on the next episode. Oh, man.
This is fun. So, did you guys know about the Mark Curry thing growing up? With the Steve Harvey show?
The show or the beef?
Both.
I had no idea the beef, but I used to watch the show.
I watched both shows, so I knew.
What show?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, he was beefing?
I didn't know about the beef until Cat Williams.
So Cat Williams is really cool with Mark Curry, and you know, they help each other write jokes. So that's not uncommon for most comedians.
That's normal. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Steve Harvey stole an entire like bit from Mark Curry, like a Halloween bit or something like that.
Yeah.
And Mark Curry was like, "Hey, I ended up pressing Steve about it because he felt like he didn't need to at that point in his career. Hey, man, you've done so much better than me at this point. You're on Family Feud.
Right.
You got hella shows in syndication. Like, you don't need to steal anything from me."
Right.
He basically said he ended up pressing him about it at the Def Jam reunion. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching the reunion and the clip was going out there. I'm like, yo, you can see at the reunion when Mark Curry walks up to Steve Harvey and starts going off about him stealing the stuff.
Dame Dash Lee Daniels vibes.
Yeah, along those lines.
Okay, thank you.
Along those lines. Yeah. Like, Steve is sitting there,
I hate those kind of
and Steve looking shook, like he don't know what to say. And it's like, yeah. Like, he ran up on him and was like, "Hey, man, I don't appreciate you stealing my stuff." Hmm. And I'm just kind of, like, surprised within that whole thing. Like, this... I don't know if you could put a number on how much of the stuff Cat Williams was saying was true.
I would say about 85% of it.
That's really high. What do you think?
I said I had this conversation, obviously, but yeah. I said about 60 to 65, let's say 40 to 35% of it was a bit of exaggeration, effect for joke, his satire. Perception, of course. Well, all of it is his perception, but you can't, if somebody stole your joke, they stole your joke, dog. People are like, "Oh yeah, but some people can think about the same thing at the same..." Bro,
no,
Mark Curry's situation, he had personal stuff in that joke. Like, no way Steve Harvey had that.
Nah.
No way. No way. It's like Cedric the Entertainer with the Bominicious thing.
Yeah.
Ain't no way you came up with that,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. But you know what, though? That's not uncommon. I've always heard that comedians will steal other comedians' stuff. Even Chappelle talked about it in one of his stand-ups, how when he was a kid, mm-hmm. first doing stand-up, a older comedian stole his joke and did it because he was a kid.
Do you feel like sometimes... other people could perform something better than somebody else?
Absolutely. That's why you got ghostwriters in hip-hop. You know what I mean?
Mm. Somebody writes for you. Quentin Miller.
You know what I'm saying? He don't sound as good vocally, but the writing is still really great.
Or maybe he just didn't get that opportunity to get there.
That's fair.
That's true, too.
Uh-huh.
But you know what?
A lot of artists who are a lot of entertainers... Yo, when that man said that man ain't no entertainer and he got entertainer in his name.
That is, he said he can't sing, he can't dance.
We're going to call him Sad.
Cedric, I'm like, ouch, man. I had to rewind that. He's sitting up. He saw, and then the fact that he called him a walrus and damn, proceeded to
he put. He said he couldn't take his hands. You know what I'm saying? Like,
cat was just ooh.
I would have busted his stomach.
Gosh. And what can you say? Like,
so is it on site? Like when you see him?
Yeah, well, I'm curious. Like what do you say to him? Because you know you're gonna run into him at some point.
Did you hear nephew? Was it nephew Tommy or not nephew Tommy?
Ricky Smiley?
Yeah.
He caught him.
His reply.
I heard he was crying. How sad is that?
I heard part of the reply. I don't know if he cried.
Was it the, was cried. The same reply where he was talking about being a Q?
Nah.
Like, he is a Q.
I know that, but I feel like his reply also has where he low key brought Omega into it and then was trying to recite like the principles of Omega but forgot one.
No way.
Allegedly.
I know the brother.
Allegedly.
No, I know it was him. I just don't know if the conversation's related.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, the brother's gonna kill me for this.
Ricky Smiley always been a clown.
That's
man.
Terrible.
He always been a clown, man.
I'm laughing all on my mic too, my bad.
He always been a
audience.
Clown.
But that is wow. I watched his response and I was just like, alright. Like it wasn't Ice Cube's response was very telling.
Ice Cube told me that Cat Williams ain't lying.
He said, look, I put these people in movies. They don't put me in their movies.
Damn.
That was it. I was just like, ooh.
But so, he also was talking around some of the topics too, though, within his response.
Yeah, he was. But
Cat Williams was not lying.
You gotta remember, it's a lot of relationships within that.
So let's talk about that rape scene.
That's where you want to go?
I mean, we can talk about whatever, but I'm just saying, like,
what? All right, go ahead.
Okay, so
what about it?
How is he lying when
I don't think he was.
No, not you. Okay. Like, go ahead, because people think Cat Williams is lying, and I think
people think he's lying.
So go ahead, because I think
a lot of people think that
some people do, but he had a really great. We talked about it the other day.
All right, go ahead.
He had a great response for it
For that scene.
Okay, I you saw that on social media where people are like thinking he's lying.
Okay.
Based on what Cube was saying.
I think people who are older than
the wording, and I remember you pointing it out same way he's pointing it out, the verbiage.
So I pay attention to words. Everything matters. Words, body language, all that. Like eyes is the windows to the soul, all that kind of stuff. But what I got from Q's response was a sense of honesty, for sure. But he also started to evade in a way in how he was responding. To some of the, let's just say, allegations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when he talked about the rape scene, he specifically said that we weren't going to film a rape. Like,
but
I don't do that. I wasn't going to film it.
Right.
Right? Like, we weren't going to film it.
But
meaning
it was still
show it.
In the storyline of the movie.
But if it's in the script, it's in the script.
And it happened.
Like, you can set it up as a director, as a writer, you can set it up within a story that the viewer or listener knows what's going on without having to see it, right?
So,
which is how Tiffany Haddish got caught up with her stuff.
Perfect example of this, Snowfall.
Yes,
does the greatest exactly what he describes. Snowfall does the greatest representation of that.
Right.
There's a scene in the first season where another dope dealer steals Franklin's cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to hire a gang member.
Draymond.
Kind of like Draymond.
Draymond Brown.
To help get his cocaine back. And they end up locating the other guy that stole his cocaine. And they're beating him up, torturing him. He still won't tell them where the drugs are. Draymond.
Draymond Brown.
The Draymond Brown looking fellow ends up pulling the drug dealer into a room.
Mm-hmm.
Handcuffs him. Mm-hmm. Shuts the door.
Mm-hmm.
And all you hear is noises coming out of the room.
Implying
that he's being raped in that room.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They never show anything.
We know what's going on. Yeah.
But we know
two people that went in, one of you got raped. And we know who got raped because you're tied down.
Mm-hmm. That is the interpretation that the audience got. John Singleton's reason for doing that particular scene was, he said, as black people, we've gone through so much trauma since being in this country, I want to do something that's going to shock my audience and truly shock black people. And I feel like that was a scene that I was able to do, because obviously while that show is being filmed, it takes place in the '80s during the crack epidemic. Hey, shit like this was happening, because you know what? Dope fiends can get raped. People get raped in prison. This fits the narrative of the show. I want to shock my audience, but I don't want to show something graphic, but I still want to be able to convey that message to him.
What movie was the rape scene for?
Will Smith?
Huh?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Anyways, next Friday.
Okay, so next Friday was a what?
Some people say it was a comedy. Okay. Others say it was a Christmas movie. Okay. I don't really know.
Okay, so... Okay. That's even worse. But
No. I still think it's a comedy.
I'm glad that you said that.
Some people say it's a Christmas movie.
I'm glad that you said that, though.
I don't really know.
So Snowfall was depicting, it was a show that depicted of what happened in a particular era.
Crack epidemic.
Right. Yeah. Versus this movie,
which is a comedy.
Right. So we're gonna laugh at ourselves and the trials of what we're doing to ourselves. Like, I think there's a distinct difference
in the context, yes, absolutely. Right,
and I think that's more of what Cat Williams was trying to portray within it. It's like, why am I going to put myself in a scene where I'm going to be laughed at, I'm going to be made a joke of, like, this is not a funny moment, you know what I'm saying? Versus the Snowfall scene that you mentioned, like, yeah, you know, it's very unfortunate that stuff was happening, but I don't think there was any laughing behind it. I don't think there was any, you know what I'm saying?
So it was meant to be traumatic. Correct. It was meant to shock you as a viewer.
So I think there's two different
objectives
to that. I see. And think that's kind of where
Cat was in scene. Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
And Cat even implied that that was supposed to be the end of his character. But because he got them to change the script, his character lived on.
Yeah.
And you see what it became. But that was supposed to be, you know, the Terry Crews. I can't remember the name of his damn character, but that was a weird character. But that's his character. Right? Yeah. I can't remember the name Terry of his Cruz, character in Terry the movie. Cruz. But at that point, his character finally, because he had been chasing him damn near the whole movie, and that's when he was supposed to finally get him.
Yeah.
And then Cat's character was done after that.
And who wrote that scene?
I'm not sure who wrote it, but... Ice Cube, I mean, I don't know if he actually wrote it or if he had a staff of writers. I'm assuming he had a staff of writers.
At that time.
But it goes back to what he's saying, too. Like, you, a particular group of men in an industry... And you're not trying to have me fix you. Like, why was his character done? You know, it's a lot behind it that I could kind of assume. Yeah.
But he still stood up on his square and he just didn't go for it. Where a lot of people would normally just go for it.
You know what I mean? You heard what happened with Tiffany Haddish, right?
What you mean?
Where recently?
Maybe Tiffany last year sometime.
So with the kid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Ari.
I did hear.
What's the name? Ari Spears. Yeah.
It goes back to the same thing. Like, nothing actually happened to the kid, but you had the kid walking around.
He be catching strays, too, by the way.
He's a weirdo. He's a weirdo. He might be on, like, meth or something.
He been catching strays. Faison Love been catching strays.
Don't lose that thought.
I got you.
Keep going. My bad. Just bunch people catching strays. From this Cat Williams interview, and rightfully so.
No, but I was just saying, there was a scene or some type of movie. I don't even really remember what it was about. I just seen a clip of it, and I was shocked, and I just was like, wow.
I don't think it was a movie, though. I think it was just a scene that they were
filming
to shoot to create content or whatever.
In underwear, and like she was like the mom or the sister or something, and Ari Spears was like the pedophile, like looking at the kid in weird ways and shit. And it's just like, damn, we were at the point where we had to do that, you know, and obviously the insinuation of what happened, right? So it's like, why do we keep putting ourselves in situations like that? And it wasn't like a Snowfall scene where it's like, hey, these things happen, but you know, it's unfortunate that
I like the fact you refer to the Snowfall scene as, hey, these things happen. No, I mean.
I think that's what he was trying to depict, though.
Yeah,
these people get paid to make us look bad, bro. Like,
and then play the role,
right? And they accept it too. Like, they accept it. This is the thing. Like, it's like Denzel, who never got an award until he played the drug dealing cop.
Sell your soul for success. Although he played, I hate
that. We got to change that, bro. He did, but he played his butt off in every role.
Yes,
he plays himself every time.
He does.
That's the thing with Denzel. He's still one of my favorites, but he plays himself in every role.
I can never not look at him as Frank Lucas now.
Frank Lucas? Oh, man. But yeah, a lot of people don't have any moral backbone, man. You know, sell their soul, so to speak, man.
Isn't that what we talked about in one of the episodes?
Nobody wants to be the martyr. Nobody wants to be the just martyr. That's a tough path to follow, man. It's a long, very so lonely
people,
road.
So many people have tried. So many people have died. But it don't happen unless you try, bro. It don't happen unless you do it. It don't happen unless you build these platforms. It don't happen unless you stand on your square. What they say now, stand on business.
That's the new one.
So it don't happen unless you try it, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, I know.
Well, 2024 has been kind of rocky so far, man. A lot of craziness going on. Yeah. You guys got any predictions for the rest of the year? Anything you feel like gonna happen?
I haven't really thought of necessarily what's gonna happen, but it is an eerie feeling of like we're overdue for something. I don't know what that something's going to be.
I hope it ain't war.
Like, we haven't had a hurricane in a while. Like, we ain't, I don't know, it's something. Like,
the last one was like 2 years ago or something like that?
That hit us? Yeah. I mean, like a real one.
Like an Andrew?
He said not a play. He said not a play one. Oh, it just rained.
Yeah, like.
What's the wind?
I don't know, something.
He said war.
I mean.
Maybe.
I'm telling you, dog.
I hope not.
I hope not, too, because if they talking about a draft.
Your boy ain't going.
Oh, boy.
No, we aged out, bro. We good.
You say that, I don't put nothing past the United States government, dog. Hey, we got an emergency waiver. If you're still under the age of 40, we'll take you. Yeah. We're gonna put you in the super reserve.
Not on the front line again, like the old days.
Let the robots do that.
Like, I know y'all got some of them boys sitting back there. Put me in that invisible cloak you was talking about, and then maybe
I'll China got that. What you mean?
Yeah, we talked about that. Put me in that, and then
what's the word? It's where you escape, not escape.
Vanish? I don't know.
Nah, not vanish.
Disappear.
Were you in the army, but you quit the army.
AWOL.
Another word for that. So you're gonna to China?
Defect.
Defect to China. You gonna defect China, bro? Because they got that.
No, I'm not.
You go AWOL and defect to China. So AWOL and you defect.
Is defect like where you're like a spy and now you're like on
where you
side?
Like give like where you like money? Pledge to give up your citizenship
and basically you like Judas the betrayer. You betrayed Judas the betrayer. You betrayed the United States. Is like I'm going to the other side.
No, I'll just get my dual citizenship and go somewhere else.
Sith Lord. Dark side.
I almost wanted to do something but I'm definitely not gonna do it on here. I'm gonna do it as soon as we cut the mic off.
That's funny.
That's it. You're gonna be like what? Like, remember that.
Alright.
But yeah, man, Cat Williams, man. You might I don't know. Somebody gonna have it on site for him. I feel like you don't think so?
Nah.
You think Kevin Hart's a plant?
Like from who? From where?
I mean, he kinda implied it.
Huh?
He kinda implied it.
I would say Kevin Hart is not the same person I thought he was when he first came out.
So he sold out?
I would say so. I feel like Dwayne Johnson did as well.
Why you gotta bring The Rock into this, dog?
I'm just saying, like, if we're gonna go down the list, like,
he's not a comedian, though. He's an entertainer.
Within the movies with Kevin Hart.
Sports entertainment, though.
Yeah, I don't
More
than sports
entertainment. All right, so wrestling real?
No, bro, he's been lying.
I'm don't say it. He's been sold out.
Like, been lying.
It's the difference between the guy that sold out 2 years ago and the guy that sold out 30 years ago. Like, I don't look at him the same.
He sold out when he left. When he left fake wrestling, like
already sold out by being there.
Yeah, but you know, we knew it was fake. Like you were entertaining us, like
right.
He was just the greatest at it. That's all.
No,
hell no. He wasn't better than Stone Cold back then.
Oh, y'all lying. Crazy. What? Y'all revisionist.
He wasn't better than Stone Cold.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You think The Rock was better than Stone Cold?
Yeah, you're wild. You're wild.
How? I'm gonna turn this on, bitch, wide away, stick this straight up.
I'm not saying he wasn't up there. What? I think it's more of a conversation like Kobe and Jordan.
What?
You know what I mean?
One
is Jordan, one is Kobe.
I'm sorry, what? I'm tripping.
Are you being for real right now?
Very much so. He can't be being for real.
Do you not remember the beer truck?
I do.
Dude, when you stole Cold Stunner, your old boss, nigga, like, what?
Yeah. I feel you.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's all memorable moments.
You think The Rock was better?
You know The Rock was there for the beer truck thing, right?
The Rock has been there for a minute, bro.
I know. He's still one-on-one with the great one.
Wait, now you're saying two different things. You said he was the greatest.
Yeah, he did. He's switching. Or one of the
greatest and the greatest is two different things.
I said one-on-one with the great one.
You moved the goalpost, dog. I'm a sports guy, remember. You moved the goalpost.
I think he is one of the greatest, if not the greatest.
I don't know about the greatest. I'll put him up there as one of the greatest.
One of the most powerful. He's like a little higher than Triple H.
I think he's a lot higher than Triple H.
A lot? I think
you guys underestimate.
Are you kidding?
How Stone much Cole wrestling
was the guy?
I think you guys underestimate how much we put The Rock up amongst like the greatest wrestlers of all time.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, bro. He's like he out.
That's revisionist.
He outshined. Nah, hell no. He outshined Hulk Hogan. He's like the biggest name.
No, what is wrong with you tonight, bro?
Yes, what's up, bro. With these guys? Yes.
You just
you think The Rock isn't.
That's revisionist history.
No, it's not.
Hulk Hogan got in trouble for like, what he said, the N-word or something like that?
Yeah.
And he got canceled, so you can't talk about him.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin is too much of a real naysayer, so they can't use him as well.
How many movies do you know of that Hulk Hogan's been in? Versus how many movies?
You talking about
The Rock is
talking about wrestlers. We talking about wrestling.
Exactly.
We talking about wrestlers, bro. Sting is better than The Rock, bro.
Sting is a legend, bro.
He is the legend.
What?
None of those names you're mentioning will tell themselves. None of those names are going to come out and say, we were bigger than The Rock. Because they know.
Now you're saying too many different things.
Because he sold out and became an actor.
Bigger than The Rock?
I think y'all forget how big this motherfucker was.
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying he wasn't.
He was like it.
I'm not saying
he was like Jordan of wrestling.
That's crazy.
At his highest height.
I think he was up there, bro, but I don't think he was the one.
Really?
Nah.
Bro, I promise you.
What happened when he left wrestling? Like the three or four times he left? People still had to like keep wrestling going, bro.
Yeah, but it wasn't as good.
Are you kidding me?
It's all right.
Nah, bro, you're wild.
Yeah, I stand by what I said.
Bro. I mean, I was a Rock fan, but you wild. Stone Cold, Triple H, Undertaker.
That was a great era. I think those are all great wrestlers.
They were all in the same era as The Rock.
Yeah, I think The Rock was
Chris
bigger.
Jericho had a better comeback.
And I feel like he was bigger than all of them.
Nah.
And thus, by him being bigger, made him better.
Okay, when you say bigger, because he went and made movies?
No, I think he's bigger. Just star power was just more.
No.
You don't think The Rock had more star power than the guys that you just rattled off?
No.
All right. So when I say star power, bro, I mean in the sense of like crowd. Not just that. Like he was able to garner enough attention to go host Saturday Night Live before he ever jumped in the movie.
Okay.
He garnered enough attention to go
there with other hosts, bro. Stone Cold was a freaking host, a GM.
Yes, but the difference was they weren't going and sitting on Jimmy Kimmel talking for an hour.
Because The Rock was pushed up to that as
bro
excelling his career
exactly
to get into film and all that
stuff. But that was before he hopped in film,
bro, and we're talking about straight wrestling. I ain't talking about nothing to do with anything.
I'm telling you,
I'm not talking about anything to do outside of wrestling
by him being so great at wrestling.
Hey, I got SmackDown right now.
He was able.
I got SmackDown right now.
He gave you SmackDown.
You could put The Rock and I'm gonna pick Stone Cold. Who you think gonna win? Okay,
Stone Cold will probably win that.
Yeah, okay, as long as we know.
The writers will have him win because they don't stick around. Because they don't stick around longer. The Rock will leave them and go make a movie.
I could pick any Mick Foley cook character and beat The Rock.
I'm sure you could because they know him. They know if they let him win, he'll still leave and go make another movie.
I'm dead. So clearly, Valley just saying that The Rock is a better entertainer altogether through
sports entertainment.
No, not through sports entertainment. No, Jumanji was not a sports entertainment movie, which was a trash ass movie. Okay, do you want me to keep naming more trash ass rock movies, nigga?
That's fine. He got. I know he got a handful.
Walking Tall wasn't trash.
Now I'm about to say you don't speak ill lightly of the great ones.
Was another Kevin Hart one that was trash with him.
He's like the CIA.
Trash. Trash.
Yeah.
Where the one where he's like a football star and was trying to be a cop or something like that. Is that the CIA one? Where he was like playing undercover and he's like a football person?
May have been the CIA one.
He's trash, bro. Name a good rock movie besides Walking Tall and the other one where he...
The Rundown?
Yeah, besides those two. And The Rundown was okay.
What's the one he did where...
Still talking about the sellout?
I'm talking about trash.
Rock movies.
Trash. Primal? No, what's the one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he's battling the big...
Trash.
Come on. No, man. That was Doom. Doom.
No, it's not Doom.
That wasn't Doom?
It's another movie where the animals are big.
The ape gets...
Yeah.
The Rock got shot like 7 times in the same leg, and he's still walking straight. Man, he's trash, bro. Still walking tall.
He must be Superman.
Come on, name a good
one. Black Adam.
Trash.
That was horrible. What's
don't
up,
like that?
What's no, up with you tonight, man? I like
Black Adam.
Yo, trash.
You acting nice. Hey,
the reviews on Black Adam say it wasn't that bad, bro.
That movie was horrid.
Nah, I didn't see some horror movies.
That movie was horrid. He don't do good movies.
Hold on, I got
he's
you.
He's terrible.
I ain't gonna say all that.
He sells out, so he takes whatever anything, script just for money.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
He's a movie host.
I'm glad Denzel didn't do that.
That's a different level of actor.
Yeah, you know,
I don't hold them to the same
that's
standard.
That's what sellouts do. Yeah,
but I don't hold them to the same standard.
Remember when Kevin Hart was braiding the white boy hair?
I'm dead.
You remember
Would you braid the white boy's hair for 10 mil?
No. Nah.
Not for 10 mil.
Not for 100 mil. But that's my heart, though.
I feel you.
Not for 100 mil.
Not for 100?
200 mil.
Not even 200.
Because I always got to look at myself in the mirror. I'm the man that did that. Be like, I don't play them games. I'm fine. I'll be there. I ain't doing it, bro.
He said he would have had. He would have gave him some fishbone.
You sick, bro.
You want some fishbone?
You sick.
Nah, we ain't doing it.
You sick, fam. Ooh.
All right, so there's a movie called The Red One. Haven't seen that.
Haven't seen that one.
Breaking Olympia.
Nah.
After Hours.
Oh, he just saying yes to everything.
Black Adam, trash.
Y'all Slaters.
League of Super something, trash.
He's saying yes to everything. Trash.
Wait, what was the one you just said before that?
Red Notice.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sheesh.
Jungle Cruise.
Trash. Oh, that's the okay. Jumanji movie or something. Right?
Trash.
Something like that. Yeah, he sucks.
Pick a better guy, bro.
He was decent in some of the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah, but that doesn't really count.
Where all he did was fight.
Okay, The Mummy, Scorpion King. Those are okay. Those were like when he was okay.
Yeah.
The hair was crazy in that. Cool. Whatever wig they put on him was funny.
Long Doom hair.
Was trash.
You said what?
Doom.
Doom was trash.
911?
I didn't know.
See, you didn't even know that. Get Smart. Sure. Didn't even know he was in that.
Yeah.
Tooth Fairy, trash. The other guy's trash. Fast Five.
Yeah.
Journey to the Mysterious Island.
Yeah, it's a kid's movie.
Snitch. What is that? Like, come on. G.I. Joe.
Those Empire are actually
State,
bad.
Pain and Gain.
It's a lot of bad, bro. Like, what are you talking
it is.
About here? Bro, he doesn't have a classic movie. You Ball can argue is, Walking Tall. That's it.
Is okay, I guess. San Andreas, wasn't that trash?
Yes,
Central Intelligence, that's the one with Kevin Hart.
That's the Kevin Hart one, yeah.
I would say that
I couldn't
one
get
was
through that.
Okay.
You finished it?
It wasn't all that.
When I found out that the brother kidnapped the sister or something like that, when he jumped out the building and they had to drive away in the car, stop watching.
Oh, Rampage is the movie you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the one he's talking about, yeah.
I said Primal.
Baywatch, trash. Skyscraper, trash.
Oh my gosh.
Fighting with My Family, never even heard of it.
He did a lot of bad movies.
Wait, there's another Jumanji?
Yeah.
Trash.
Nah, you had made two of them.
I haven't seen it, but it's trash.
You didn't even see it, you know.
Bro, I think he had like three good ones. He had a lot of money.
I just want you to know, when Dwayne Johnson hears this episode and wants to come sit down with y'all,
he can fit his trash ass down. We ain't gonna talk about his movies. We're gonna talk about wrestling. How did you feel when you got Stone Cold Stunner 3 times back to back, bro? How did you feel when you got pedigreed by Stephanie McMahon?
Yes, man. Hey man, that music hits that even today. Crowd's gonna go nuts.
Yeah, they are, cause he was an okay guy, bro.
Just a, he was just okay.
They built a good character narrative around.
Yeah, bro.
They built the greatest character narrative.
They had him
that can never be replicated
or
duplicated.
Or did we think about that? Maybe the people that they had him wrestling actually brought him up to where he is.
They were good too.
He had a whole little feud with Mick Foley.
He did.
He had a feud with. I would hand down Chris Jericho had a better return than him. That whole Y2J, come on now. Come on now.
He was lit though. That was lit back then.
He was never part of a gang, a wrestling gang.
You talking about Nation of Domination?
No way. He was?
Yeah.
That's when, I didn't know that. That's when he first came out?
He was?
That's when he first came out?
No way. The Rock, the Rumble Bowl was not.
And that's even worse.
This is like when The Rock was black, too.
So this is when,
He's the thought of the fist in the ring.
I remember what
so that's before
about.
He became the Brown
Is this
Bowl
when WCW still out?
Kind of started transforming.
Is this like when it was WWF? Shifting there?
This is when the shift started happening. He was like, oh snap.
This is when Stone Cold
he got more swag.
What was it?
On vacation?
No, he yeah. He had another name before he was Stone
Cold. The disrespect, man. Y'all gonna put some respect on the Brahma Bull name, dog.
I think it was like Austin something.
I'm not sure.
He wore the same outfit though.
Austin 316.
Revision this history. You still my guys though. All right, man. Y'all got anything else before we slide on up out of here? Wendy, man, tell people where they can find you one more time if they want to holler at you.
Wendy Antoine 5 on all social media platforms. Also, hit me up on Dear Future Robots on all platforms, as well as the Pull Counter Pod on all platforms. Check your boy out. Show some love. Yeah, that's good.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Valley G signing off. Young Javille Martinez, you want to say anything to the people before we sign out of here?
Just much love and appreciation for all y'all. And hey, I'm mad at all y'all who I shouted out on the last pod, and ain't none of y'all hit me up and said thank you. Yeah, y'all knows who you are. Go listen to that last episode. If it wasn't the last one, it was the one before last. But either way, go listen.
He said it's smoke.
Smoke on the site when I see you. Nah,
I
appreciate
everybody.
I think
I told him to say what's up to you.
Hmm?
I think I told him to
say what's up. Yeah, did you tell him?
What?
See, he did. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, we appreciate all y'all listening. Definitely, you know, keep listening. Let us keep you entertained. It's 2 G's
and the pod.
See you guys next time.
Peace.
This was another interpretation of the situation.
2 G's in a pod.
With a side. K-So.
What's up? This your boy Valley G. Don't forget to follow us at @thesession_podcast on Instagram. And follow us on Twitter @thesessionp. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter @thesessionp. And don't forget, this is 2 G's and the Gizzard.